How are you doing physically?
Right.
Do you think at this point you'll be okay?
Say that again.
How do you think you'll be for next week?
Next week, we'll see.
What's your update for now?
Right now is rehab, recovery, doing everything I possibly can to get everything back to normal. So it's a process. It's something I've been through before. I know how to go about business, and I'll get ready as soon as I possibly can.
From what they told you, are you more concerned this is just short term, or could it be a little while?
Want everything to be short term as obviously as much as it can. I gotta let the body take its course, and I'm gonna do everything I can to speed up that process. So we'll see where things lay in a few days or so, and just continue to take it from there.
At this point, do you know if you need surgery?
No, I don't. Definitely do not.
What was the diagnosis? What did they tell you? Just a sprain, or is that basically what they told
Pretty
you?
Pretty much, yeah. They just said it's just part of the game. So right now we're just seeing how things gonna heal up in the next couple of days after everything kind of swelling go down a little bit and make a decision from there what's gonna be the best recovery.
If you can't go this weekend, what kind of confidence do you have in Andre Williams?
All the confidence. Like I told you before, this running back room is the depth is the largest I've ever been a part of. Each guy's a starter, and he's going to prepare that way. Like I said, he was a guy when he first came here, kind of just was sitting under my wing, learning as much as he possibly could from Peyton as well. So we got the utmost confidence in Andre. Peyton as well, and I'm sure Mike could get a chance to be bumped up. So, but the heart of this team is the team itself. It's not the backfield. The offensive line, very productive. The quarterback room, very productive. Tight end and wide receiver room too. So, on the offensive side, it's not about one person.
When you're trying to decide about your length of recovery and what the process is, how much do you factor in the fact that in 2 weeks you've got a bye week, which is could automatically give you an extra week to rest if you need to?
Yeah, bye week does give you an extra week. That's without a doubt. But, we worry about that when the time comes. Right now, the only thing I can control is the next couple minutes of my life. So I'm just controlling what I can right now and, preparing for the future.
Do you spend extra time in your chamber? Does that help you in this regard? Is that something you can do that help expedite the process?
Yeah, I got a toolbox. I got a closet full of little tips and secrets how to heal through this kind of process. So I'm definitely gonna pull them all out. Chamber would definitely be a part of that. MAT, chiropractor, massage, train, bike, everything. When you're not seeing me, knowing you can rest assured that I'm doing everything I can to get back.
How frustrating is this for you, being off to a solid start and all?
It's frustrating. When it happens, it hurts. As a player that wants to compete, be out there with your teammates, something you work so hard for, you dedicated so much and committed so much of your life and time to it. But it's a part of the game. It's just like life. You got bumps and bruises. You got to bounce back from. None of us have the magic wand. And so it's really how you respond to adversity.
Rashad,
I'm going to respond in the right way.
I'm sorry. Did you have
the
MRI this morning?
I had the MRI this morning.
And yeah. What did
it show? I'm not a doctor. To me, it just looked like a whole bunch of sonograms type of thing. But that's what it looked like.
What did they say about the disparity?
He said that it'll heal up. It's just got to take its course.
Sometimes they give grades on sprains. Did they tell you anything in that regard?
Yeah, he said he was going to call Doc, and they were going to have a conversation. I just looked down and said, look, surgery or no surgery? No surgery? See you later.
Given your physical condition, how confident are you that you're going to be able to heal up quicker maybe than usual?
History has shown I always heal up quicker than expected, so... I don't see why it would change now.